the jungle. That is the common name for this overgrown green belt that sits between I-5 and I-90 south of downtown Seattle. It's one of the biggest unauthorized homeless encampments in the city. And last night, in case you haven't heard, there was a shooting in the jungle. We don't know everything yet. We know that two people were killed. Three are in the hospital. John Horde used to live in the jungle. He says it was terrifying.
I mean, I'm a pretty big guy, but in the darkness of that jungle, size doesn't matter. And it's like I'd hear people walking around or creeping around, and just instantly I'd wake up. And, yeah, I was in fear of my life every night, you know, a few times. You know, a couple times a night, I mean. And then I'd fall back asleep. So, yeah, I wasn't getting steady REM sleep or, you know, the perfect sleeping pattern was going on. And but, you know, I weathered a storm and made it through. You know, I went to work one day, and, well, that Friday morning I got into the jungle, looked at a couple of my workmates, said, "What are you doing after work?" They're like, "Well, nothing." I said, "Well, you're coming with me." And I crawled him into the jungle, and we packed up my camp and marched right into Nicholsville. And there I was.
John Horde got out of the jungle, but there are still a lot of people living there. This site has a long history and a contentious history in this city. Longtime homeless advocate and founder of the street newspaper Real Change, Tim Harris, says he doesn't know exactly why it's called the jungle, but he's got a guess.
The sort of last period of mass homelessness that we saw was post-Civil War. Civil War demobilization meant industrialization and created mass dispossession, and you had hobo jungles around the country. People referred to them as jungles. So, you know, my guess is that it derives from that.
Do you call it the jungle?
Yeah, everybody calls it the jungle and has for quite a while.
Quite a while, as in decades,
probably back to the 30s. I mean, this is the area that the Hoovervilles used to extend to. That wasn't a completely defined area, but it included this space. And when I arrived in Seattle in 94, one of the first things I got involved in was a fight around clearance of the jungle then. So that was 21 years ago, and that wasn't the first clearance. So it's been there for a long time, and it's been called the jungle, and it's been contested terrain.
Will you describe the place?
Yeah. I mean, part of it, a good part of it, actually tracks underneath the I-5 overpass, so you've got that sort of constant traffic drone sound. When you're underneath the freeway, you know, you see the freeway probably, I don't know, maybe 50 feet overhead. And there are these big pillars that go up. There's a lot of sort of, you know, shrubs and vegetation that is overgrown where there isn't concrete. There are sort of footpaths, dirt footpaths that go through it. If you walk through during the day, you're likely to see tents, but you also see evidence of people having been there and left. I think a lot of people come in during the evening and set up camp and don't leave tents there 24/7.
How clean is it kept?
Well, it depends. If there isn't attention paid to it by the city, garbage will tend to pile up.
How dangerous and criminal is this place known as the jungle?
During the day, I would watch myself as I was walking through there. During the night, I would not go in alone.
How would you describe the dynamics there? How people are treating each other?
Well, it all depends.
And themselves.
You know, I mean, it all depends because it's people, you know. I mean, you have people who want to be left alone. You have people that are just looking for a place to camp and be left alone. You have predators. It is, you know, like any place else when you're alone out on the street, you know. I mean, it's dangerous. There's predators. You're vulnerable.
That's Tim Harris, homeless advocate and the founder of the street newspaper Real Change. Also talking about this homeless encampment, the jungle, is Seattle's mayor. Last night, after that multiple fatal shooting in that area, Mayor Ed Murray said the jungle was next on his list for cleanups of unauthorized homeless encampments.
Is that one of the things we have to do is we have to go into these encampments on state right of way, offer people services, clean the place up, and try and get people out. This area was actually marked for that process tomorrow.
Tomorrow, meaning today. This was Murray speaking last night. He said the jungle is exactly the kind of place he and the city want to clean up, with the goal of getting people out of unauthorized encampments and into shelters or housing. And Murray called on Seattle to come together to address homelessness, not to retreat to a polarized conversation. Homeless advocate Tim Harris echoed that call. He says this shooting could put fuel on the fire for people who think all homeless people are criminals.
To me, it seems more about gun violence than homelessness. You know, this is something that could have happened whether or not they were living in the jungle or not. This could have happened at Cafe Race, or this could have happened at a house on Capitol Hill.
Harris says most homeless people are not criminals. In fact, many of them are more vulnerable to violence and crime. Harris says services and outreach like the mayor is proposing are needed in unauthorized camps like the jungle, as long as the process is fair and consistent. But Harris says the bottom line is not everybody wants to live inside, and some of the people living in camps like the jungle should be allowed to live outside if they want to.
And their right to do that, you know, stops where they are infringing on other folks. You know, I mean, if they're involved in criminal activity, if they are a problem for the neighborhood, if they're causing problems with trash and fires, then those are problems that need to be dealt with. But, you know, in a city where we are only able to offer shelter to about one in every three people who need it, we need to recognize that people need to be somewhere, and that it's not helpful for us to just chase them around and criminalize them.
Tim Harris, founder of the street newspaper Real Change. And you can see photos of this homeless encampment, the jungle, at our website, KUOW.org.